Hey guys, this is Pastor Kevin again with another With Bible, and today we are going to be going over Isaiah chapter 8. So let's read together. I'll be reading from the NIV. The Lord said to me, "Take a large scroll and write on it with an ordinary pen, Meher Shahalal Hashbaz." So I called in Uriah the priest and Zechariah, son of Jeberechiah, as reliable witnesses for me. Then I made love to the prophetess, and she conceived and gave birth to a son. And the Lord said to me, "Name him Maher Shahalal Hashbaz, for before the boy knows how to say my father or my mother, the wealth of Damascus and the plunder of Samaria will be carried off by the king of Assyria." The Lord spoke to me again, "Because this people has rejected the gently flowing waters of Shiloah and rejoices over Rezin and the son of Remaliah, therefore the Lord is about to bring against them the mighty flood waters of the Euphrates, the king of Assyria with all his pomp. It will overtake all its channels, run over all its banks, and sweep on into Judah, swirling over it, passing through it, and reaching up to the neck. Its outspread wings will cover the breadth of your land, Emmanuel. Raise the war cry, you nations, and be shattered. Listen, all you distant lands, prepare for battle and be shattered. Prepare for battle and be shattered. Devise your strategy, but it will be thwarted. Propose your plan, but it will not stand, for God is with us." This is what the Lord says to me with a strong hand upon me, warning me not to follow the way of this people. "Do not call conspiracy everything this people calls a conspiracy. Do not fear what they fear and do not dread it. The Lord Almighty is the one you are to regard as holy. He is the one you are to fear. He is the one you are to dread. He will be a holy place for both Israel and Judah. He will be a stone that causes people to stumble and a rock that makes them fall. And for the people of Jerusalem, he will be a trap and a snare. Many of them will stumble, they will fall and be broken, they will be snared and captured. Bind up this testimony of warning and seal up God's instruction among my disciples. I will wait for the Lord who is hiding his face from the descendants of Jacob. I will put my trust in him. Here am I and the children the Lord has given me. We are signs and symbols in Israel from the Lord Almighty, who dwells on Mount Zion. When someone tells you to consult mediums and spiritists who whisper and mutter, should not a people inquire of their God? Why consult the dead on behalf of the living? Consult God's instruction and the testimony of warning. If anyone does not speak according to this word, they have no light of dawn. Distressed and hungry, they will roam through the land. When they are famished, they will become enraged, and looking upward will curse their king and their God. Then they will look toward the earth and see only distress and darkness and fearful gloom, and they will be thrust into utter darkness." Amen. All right, so the book of Isaiah is actually very difficult to understand because it is a book of prophecy, meaning it's not talking about future, it's not talking about future plans or foretelling. It's a very small part of that. The book of the prophets, in the Old Testament at least, are people who called Israel back to covenant faithfulness with God. So they were people that called out all the wrong things about Israel and told them what they were doing wrong and what God would do to them because they were doing these things incorrectly. And so when we read this passage, we have to understand Israel's history in order to understand what Isaiah is even talking about. Chapter 8 actually is very directly related to chapter 7. And this, the entire book of Isaiah is a prophecy, is a bunch of prophecies actually about God's plan of grace and salvation for his people and for the world. And the people of God, by Isaiah's day, had completely forgotten God's promises. They had turned to the world for salvation instead of to God. They believed that money and riches and power would save them instead of the power of God. So, who would save the people of God from their enemies? Was it going to be human strategies and power, or will it be in God's promises of rescue? And that is the main source of conflict going on in the book of Isaiah. So, because chapter 8 is directly related to chapter 7, we have to think about chapter 7 first. Isaiah is thinking about and reflecting on the events that happened in chapter 7. Israel and Syria, they were trying to forcefully take over the kingdom of Judah. But King Ahaz chose to trust his own wisdom instead of God. So instead of turning to God and asking him for help, he turned to the Assyrians, right? And he asked the Assyrians to make an alliance with him in order to win against Israel and Syria. And they actually do win in the beginning. And the kingdom of Judah was celebrating because they were able to escape from the armies of Syria in chapter 8. However, they made this alliance with Assyria, and eventually it ended up biting them in the butt. in chapter 8, God tells him that Assyria will actually be the ones who will end up oppressing Judah. So even though the alliance with the Assyrians helped him fight off Syria, Assyria actually becomes the new enemy. And Israel's son here in the very beginning that he prophetically names Maher Shalal Hashbaz means that it's a prophecy that the people of Judah will be plundered and destroyed and taken over by the king of Assyria, and that the king of Assyria will soon destroy their nation and take their wealth and power. So as you read, when you read verses 1 through 10, you have to think about, like, in what ways did Israel trust their own wisdom and doom their whole kingdom? And then we have to reflect on whether or not we do the same in our own lives. When do we follow our own wisdom instead of the wisdom of God? And as we read verses 11 through 22, God tells the Israelites that those who disobey him and choose their own way will be against him. It's not just a neutral thing where you're just in the middle. No, if you are not for God, if you are not living by God's wisdom, then you are against God. You are an enemy of God. There's no in between. And so we should also reflect and think about that in our own lives as well. Where are we following our own wisdom? Where are we being enemies of God instead of his allies? So as we think and reflect on that today, let's end in prayer. Lord, we thank you for another With Bible, where we can read your word and learn about you and be formed and shaped by your scripture. Father, I pray for every person who is listening to this, every person who is studying the word together with me today. May they be blessed. May they be shaped and formed by the scripture in the same way that I have as well. We thank you, and in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, everybody. Thank you again for joining us for another episode of With Bible. I'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.